at the two dots on Ayin
Mm-hmm.
Dalet Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Mavui Shetzido Echad Oved Kochavim, Vitzido Echad Yisrael, Ein Ma'arvin Oso Derech Chalonos Lahatiro Derech Psachim Lamavui. So comes the Gemara with the following halacha. The Gemara says, let's say I have an alleyway, and there's a Jew who lives on one side of the alleyway, and there's a non-Jew who lives on the other side. So there are multiple Jewish houses that could connect to the one Jewish house on the other side of the alleyway via the window. So in other words, in theory, a person could connect the other Jewish houses with the one Jewish house on this one side of the alleyway via the windows. The Gemara says that you can't do that. You can't create an Eruv via the windows and thereby allow the other Jewish houses to carry. There's actually, in your Gemara, you should see, there should be a picture on the left side, so you could see the kind of the setup here. You have the courtyard of a non-Jew on the left side, a courtyard of a Jew on the right side, and then after the courtyard of the Jew, you have a bunch of other Jewish houses. So the Gemara says you can't combine those other Jewish houses on the side with the courtyard of the Jew that's immediately next to the alleyway. So the Gemara now asks, Amar le Abai le Rav Yosef, Amar Rav afilu b'chatzer. So Abai asked Rav Yosef, did Rav say this halacha even regarding a chatzer? Meaning the context of this halacha was regarding a mavui. So if there's a Jew living on once in the courtyard on one side of a mavui, so you said that you can't connect via the windows to other Jewish houses. The question is, should the same apply to other houses within a courtyard? So Amar le in. So Rav Yosef said, yeah, Rav even said this halacha regarding a chatzer.
According to this picture, the only access to the chutzir from the Jews' houses that are really literally from climbing through the window.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly right. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the only point of connection would be through the window, and the Gemara says that is not a sufficient form of connection. So the Gemara's question now is, okay, should the same halacha carry over to a chatzer? So Rav Yosef says, yeah, the same issue will apply to a chatzer. How do we know that? The Elo Amar my hava amina taima derav mishum de kasavare mavui niter belechi v'kora ad sheyihu batim b'chatzeris psuchim. So the Gemara says, because if you don't say that, if you don't extend this halacha to a chatzer, so then you have to figure out, well, what's the logic behind Rav's position? So the Gemara says, well, it could very well be based on what we were talking about yesterday, that Rav may very well hold that in order to even have a scenario of a lechi and a korah in the first place, in order to have a scenario where I could put up a lechi and a korah, which will thereby enable me to carry in this alleyway, I need to have at least two houses and two chatzeros opening up into the alleyway. If you remember, this is one of the issues that we mentioned on yesterday's daf about what the correct girsa in the Mishnah was. Remember, we quoted all these Amoraim who did not have the girsa of psuchos zolazo. Remember, we're discussing a case of five alleyways, and the Gemara commented that it can't be that those five alleyways open into one another, because if they did, then it would be a violation of this idea that you can't that you need to have houses and courtyards opening up into the alleyway, as opposed to other alleyways opening or other chatzeros opening up into the alleyway. So the Gemara now asks,
what's the difference of the non-Jew's house in this particular example?
Well, no. In other words, the fact that there's a non-Jew living there, that's what is going to force me to essentially create a scenario of an era of chatzeros in the first place, right? If this place was fully Jewish, so then I wouldn't have an issue at all. Then I would be allowed
even
to.
Even though the only access is crawling through the window.
Yeah, correct. It's only because of the presence of the non-Jew that even creates this issue in the first place, right? Okay, so the Gemara now wants to know v'sarti lamali. The Gemara says, okay, why do I need the separate rulings in both of these cases, both by a mavui and by a chatzer? It seems to be the same logic, the same principle, that I cannot create an eruv via the windows to connect it to the other Jewish houses. So what's the difference between these two cases? So says the Gemara Tzricha, you need both cases. The ime hahi hava amina diras oved kochavim shmadira kamash malan the diras oved kochavim lo shmadira. If I only had the other case, the case of the chatzer, one could have argued that the presence of the non-Jew in the chatzer is going to be meaningful. The Gemara says, no, you see from here that the presence of a non-Jew in the chatzer is in fact not meaningful. It's only meaningful in the case of the alleyway. On the other hand, v'ime hacha, hava amina lo yadana batim kama, kamash malan, batim train. And on the other hand, if we only had our case of the mavui, so one could have argued that maybe there is no specific number of houses that need to open into the alleyway. The Gemara says, no, you see from here that there need to be at least two houses that open up into the alleyway in order to justify even creating an eruv in the first place, in order to justify making a lechi or korah in the alleyway in the first place. So now the Gemara says, Hashta de Amarav afilu chatzer. Taima derab de kasavar aser lasos yachid bimkom ovid kochavim. So the Gemara now explains, now that Rav has told us that this halacha applies even in the case of a chatzer, namely, that I cannot create an eruv by connecting through the windows even in the case of a chatzer. So what's the logic behind Rav Shita? So the logic must be that Rav holds that you're not allowed to set up a situation of what's called a yachid bimkom ovid kochavim, of an individual living in the same area as a non-Jew. Again, we actually spoke about this a few weeks ago, that it wasn't considered to be very common for a Jew and a non-Jew to live alone in the same area, again, because we spoke about this earlier, because maybe there was a concern that maybe he was going to kill the Jew, whatever the case was, so it wasn't very common. So basically, Rav is telling us that we don't want to institute a halacha that is presupposing that a Jew and a non-Jew are living by themselves within a certain confine, within a certain area. So then Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Yihachi, Hainu Deshamana Leila Rabbi Tavla, Da'amar, Ovid Kochavim, So then Rav Yosef finally realized that this is why, when he heard Rabbi Tavla discussing these halachos, he said the words Oved Kochavim twice. In other words, he was referring to these two aspects, these two nuances of the halacha, namely the fact that this halacha pertains both by a Mavui and by a Chatzer. And initially, Rav Yosef didn't understand why Rabbi Tavla said the word Oved Kochavim twice, but eventually he realized, because he was referring to the two aspects, to the two nuances, the two notions of this halacha, namely that when there's a non-Jew in the chatzer or a non-Jew in the mavui, you're not able to connect the Jewish chatzer to the other Jewish houses that are next to it.